All right, we are here. We are Galexis, and welcome. Welcome to the February 2022 blog. We're talking today about the portal to the future that is opening soon. We're talking about how to align yourself and your world to the light track. You see, 2021 was a challenging year with deep changes and big shifts, a result of the pandemic, political, economic, and social changes, creating upheavals. Almost everyone had to go through these, but with great relief, 2021, a transition year, a reactionary year, a stressful year has ended. But we are still, as of February, wrapping it up through assessing what happened in 2021. Where are we now? And what may lay ahead? You see, this assessment can be in any and all areas of life, but you need to have a sense of where 2021 has landed you. If you assess deeply into your soul, you may find that you have wandered off your path, or perhaps you will find that you have accepted the magic and miracles and experienced the flow. Do not judge yourself for any lacks or failures, but definitely celebrate the magic you have allowed. If you're in a big, challenging situation right now, you may want to ask yourself the 20 soul questions that we shared on our December 2019 blog to really fill out and really gain greater depth in your assessment. Now, this assessment period will be continuing until at least the spring equinox in March. But also, with that assessment, there are going to be opportunities for positive growth and change if you want them. You see, in mid-February, a portal to the future opens, a doorway to the next phase of your life. Visualize this portal floating before you as a large luminous egg. It has no boundaries. It glows with life and light. It feels safe and warm and inviting. You see, you've gone through so much. This portal invites you to experience more ease and joy, more happiness, more freedom. When you have done a lot of assessments and you've made some choices about your direction forward, you will want to step into and through the portal. Now, we've given instructions on how to do this in our blog of February 2021. Interestingly, a year ago, there was also a portal in February. So you can use that as a process or as a ritual to step through the portal. And do this anytime between the middle of February. We'd say it starts about like on Valentine's Day, the 14th, around there, maybe a little bit earlier. And it's going to go at least through the 12th or 13th of March. So it's really pretty much a good month. So you have plenty of time to assess, get yourself prepared, and to step through into your new life. It's a gateway. It's coming from your future. It's coming from your team. You see, during this time, during the time the portal is open, the other side is going to be more open to you. The spiritual, the esoteric, the astral dimensions, and we'd say of the positive sort, will be sending you downloads. This is from your spiritual team through this portal, and your spiritual team, your friends on the other side, are ready to assist you. Your universe loves you and is supporting you and is remembering your divine nature will help it support you, will help it be present in your life. Your team and the universe are ready to assist you in manifesting a greater, happier life this year and into the years ahead. So when you go to bed at night during this period of time, ask. During the night, ask, you know, send me downloads, send me, you know, information, send me remembrances. of who I am. A lot of gifts, talents, and strengths from other lifetimes can filter through and prepare you. And the reason for that is that for many of you, this time, right now, is the beginning of your great mission, your work. Seeing what you came to this planet at this time to do, recognizing it, seeing it. It's a time of receiving a call to your destiny, to your soul path, to your ultimate destination of home. You're ready. However, you may not know what it is you're here to do yet, or you may not feel ready to go forth. But don't worry, dear ones. This is not about career, although it may be part of your work. For money, but it's about your soul's path. It's a path with the new template of your new self, which for us, we have said many times, is love, freedom, empowerment, and safety trust, i.e. reliance on your team, to allow yourself to receive the gifts of conscious choice and imagination. Now, the best way to use this time is to imagine. Is really putting on your imagination cap and dreaming the future. Now, we've talked about dreaming the future oh so many times, and we've emphasized it in all our discussions with you privately and in group sessions. We've even given a seminar working with your future self to bring yourself onto the life track that leads to your dream future. It's called Bringing Your Fabulous Future Here and Now. If you don't already know how to engage with your future and choose the future reality that calls you, then you owe it to yourself to listen to this video. I do the meditation there. It's time to imagine what it is you want to experience as you, what you prefer for your life, your loved ones' lives, and for your society and world as well. These are big dreams. So dream and imagine big. It's time. It's time to imagine a resonance of harmony and peace, of love and freedom, and your own wholeness. A time of integrating what you know with the person you are now. Very different from the person you were just a year ago. The greatest challenge, you see, to dreaming the future, however, is that it seems there's so much division, so much pain, so much deprivation and separation going on. As you find your own wholeness, you're repairing and healing your own inner separation. And the external world, with the politics of division that have pitted brother against sister and right versus left, are reflections of this energies of separation that you and fragmentation that you have had to contend with in your own life. So build yourself to your wholeness. And that means that you got to get out of ego games. You've got to really claim who you are. You've got to honor, respect, and love every part of yourself. Now, outside you, you're seeing that the energies of war, of conflict, do not seem to have an end. They continue to build. Maybe it's building towards some dark, confrontational, and frightening future, also known as the nightmare future. You may not see the bridge, the luminous bridge that leads away from that towards the dream future you want. But if you can, avoid letting yourself be pulled into the rage, fear, and conflict that this horrible division seems to be, energized by. This bridge can appear. It can show you your path. Path from the dark part of the divisions and separations into the wholeness and the beauty of the future. Because if you pay attention to all the nightmare, to all the pain and suffering, that can become much more real in your imagination. It can seem so much more present, so much stronger than the beautiful future you know you want. Yes, it's easy to see problems facing humanity in politics, environment, health, economy. If you at all listen to the news, engage in social media, or even if you interact with friends and family who have different views. But how much time do you spend seeing the light future? Noting the positive glimmers that are saying the pieces are going to become whole. Dear ones, it's absolutely predetermined in the saints already that these pieces are going to come together, that there will be unity, there will be wholeness in the future. It's inevitable. It's been on a track to that direction. But you have to hold the resonance for it. Otherwise, you can get distracted and be part of those people who really have to suffer and go down the dark path way too long. Don't go down the dark path if you can help it. So we're going to talk to you about how to stay out of the dark path, how to find that bridge, and how to move into and towards the future that is yours. The future that is dreaming you, the future that is calling you. You see, you don't want to engage with all the stuff that's out there, the negative stuff, the political stuff, the fighting, the issues. But, you know, seeing the issues and the conflict doesn't mean that you have to try hard to overcome the rampant cynicism, anxiety, and feelings of powerlessness within yourself or with others. These issues and conflicts have messages for you, and they hold keys to imagining your light future, your dream future. You must activate your imagination to find this track to the light future. But you cannot turn away from the dark stuff that's going on, for the crazy stuff. Don't turn away. Don't stop looking. Don't ignore it. Don't run away. Don't hide. Don't, in a safe little bubble, don't try to find a little hole where you can vet and control anything that enters in your reality. You know, don't resist and push away what you call and judge what you deem, oh, this is negative. Because that what you judge, what you resist, what you push away will attach more strongly to you. You don't want to try and escape it. You don't want to go into fantasies. You don't want to avoid to it, because that resistance, that response to the negativity will keep you trapped in it. You're not to rebel against it either, because you're a master of your reality. You're no longer the rebel. You see, if you've taken sides on the political spectrum, you may not be willing to pay any attention to what the other side's narrative is, or you don't believe it and you resent it, or you dislike it, you judge it. You see, but when you only know one side, you're stuck in a paradox that is unresolvable. It keeps you stuck in frustration, and you keep wanting to avoid it in order to find harmony. But this will not work. This maintains the separation. So don't numb out. Don't pretend it's not there. And please, don't go into your ego self. The ego self wants to have you see yourself above it all, more evolved, more spiritual, smarter, etc., on some plane or level above, looking down with compassion and pity to all of those people beneath you that are still fighting, that haven't found their true way, blah, 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 blah. Don't go there. That spiritual ego that will not serve you. You will not become more whole. The ego facade actually has to go. So you want to be sure to get out of your ego. Yes, there are a lot of immature, egotistical people out there, a lot of jerks, manipulators, dominators, you know, violent people, you know, out there. There's just, and you certainly don't want to get into the fray and fight them. You don't want to get on the playing field with them. But don't sit in your ivory tower and only watch and listen to the media that reinforces your point of view. This encourages too much passivity on your part. And you will still not be able to bridge the divide. any reactivity, you see, to what's going on is not useful. It'll only throw you into a victim energy, into scarcity, into rage and fear. There's a much more elegant way, a more loving way to respond to all of this insanity. And there's a few keys you can use to move your energy onto your dream future track right now. First of all, of course, you want to activate and imagine activate the imagination, rather, to dream your light future. Feel it. Go there in your imagination and feel it. You don't have to know all the forms and exactly what it looks like and how much money you have and who you're with precisely, blah, blah, blah. You just want to go feel what it's going to feel like. It's going to feel safe. It's going to feel loving. It's going to feel free. It's going to feel empowered. Okay? So feel those feelings. Feel though and sense it. Imagine if you're very, very happy and healthy and vital and your life has meaning and purpose. What is that going to feel like? Feel it. Own it. Step into it. Again, here's where you can engage your future self beautifully and what we have discussed at length in the seminar. Number two. Look at what's going on and look for the pieces of light present in the world on both sides of the political spectrum. All right, so yeah, there's negative stuff on both sides. And you have a tendency to slide one way or the other. But if you will really look at it more closely, you'll see that there are positive pieces and negative pieces on both sides. Look at and see if you can find the positive ones. When you find the positive ones on both sides, you'll get a glimpse of the bridge between the worlds, between the nightmare reality and the dream future. Okay, you'll get a glimpse of it because the bridge is going to contain and be part of both political sides and whatever extremes. There's got to be pieces that are going to come together and form a certain unity, and that's the bridge. That's the path where you can see and experience a little glimpse of the luminous future and glimpse where you may be able to make a positive difference in your life by engaging in those pieces and also in the world. As you build your awareness of these, you're adding the connection, the bridge to the collective resonance. It's a gift you give the world. Number three, acknowledge and see who you truly are, a spiritual being who creates your own reality completely. From your micro-reality of your personal day-to-day life all the way up to and including the macro-reality of your cultural and social life. Engage with the present. Be present. See this division that's out there through the eyes of your greater self. Don't let yourself fall into the worrying or the powerless self or the rebellious adolescent or insecure child self. Like we said, you're not a rebel. You're a master now. Claim it. Look at life through the eyes of a master. Don't let yourself look through the eyes of fear or powerlessness. Be aware of that. Number four, take action. Whether within you, subjectively, through meditation, or outside of you, through activation, through engagement with the political or issues or causes or whatever. You'll be creating a bridge for yourself from the dark to the light, and you will be bringing people along with you. Now, this may not be in the form of giving podcasts or being a big influencer, but in your vision, creating your reality, which as you move towards that dream future, will keep expanding. So your vision, your reality has a resonance that surrounds you. It will keep expanding beyond you and greater and greater and greater to include more and more and more of your reality until finally you're able to really be empowered and responsible for creating and imagining your whole reality. And when that happens, as you're imagining your dream future and staying on track for with the resonance of the future you desire, having compassion and love for everybody, and you have a loving overview without going into your ego thing, you'll be able to maintain that bridge and walk on the bridge to that new future. And you'll start, well, this is the exciting part, of course, for most people, you'll start seeing your dream reflected in the world. Yes, people will start moving in the direction of your dream because you are creating this in your world, in your specific reality. So you are the one who may be saving the world, okay? There's so much more on this, though, that we could say. But rest assured that if you miss this portal or can't hold on to the beautiful resonance of that future you prefer, there will be other portals, such as the one in September. At the least, please make some assessments. Or you could find yourself wandering a bit lost during the spring and summer. But why not step through the portal into a glorious and luminous future now? The opportunity to lift to a whole new level is here and now. Many of you are ready to do it. This is the time for a big leap into your grander mission. And so you also have the opportunity to clear out the old year stagnation and not let it bind you, not let it hinder you, so that you don't have to feel frustration anymore. You don't have to feel stuck or feel held back. You can embrace the divine flow and embrace a thriving new life and bring it into the here and now. We wish for you, dear ones, the very best life possible. So feel free to connect with us, call us, and let us love you, support you, and assist you in crafting a beautiful life and a positive future. Farewell.